Myra Jimenez was thriving.
I am happy. I have a great dog, a steady job, healthcare, making a pretty good amount of money. I travel quite a bit. I have my 401k, I have my savings, I have everything that, like, the American dream is supposed to give you.
Myra is 35 and has worked as a server for the last 3 years at an upscale restaurant in San Francisco's Mission District.
A lot of us that work there, it's a small staff, but we're pretty much family. Hospitality is my life. I mean, I'm a person that's of service. I love to host. It gives me a chance to just make people happy.
But like so many in the U.S., the coronavirus has upended Myra's life.
It feels like a rug just got pulled from under me. Everything that I've been working for is kind of up in the air at this point.
From the Annenberg Studio at the University of Pennsylvania, I'm Dan Gorenstein, and this is Trade-Offs. A few weeks ago, Myra was on vacation in Arizona.
My partner Joe goes to Arizona every year. It's baseball spring training. It's sun. It's fun. It's drinking. It's so much fun. And so I left to go visit him because he stays the whole month. I left March 8th on Sunday.
The coronavirus was in the news, but still felt far away. Until it didn't.
Thank you very much. We just attended a very important task force meeting on the virus that everybody is talking about all over the world, no matter where you go. That's what's on people's minds.
And by Wednesday or like Tuesday night, things had really developed quickly. And there was more news coverage. I was starting to get stressed out. So I just wanted to be home.
She got a flight back Thursday.
I had already started noticing mucus in my stool, which is like the first sign of a flare-up. And I was like, like, this is not going to be good.
Myra's got ulcerative colitis, which gets bad when she gets stressed.
It's a chronic disorder. I'm going to have it for my entire life. There's no cure. My immune system is constantly attacking my colon, creating like these little ulcers, which cause me to bleed internally without me knowing. But eventually I do know because all that stuff has to come out somewhere. When I'm having a flare up, I spend a lot of time going to the bathroom.
Myra spent the weekend splitting her time between talking to her doctors, getting tests, and kind of freaking out.
Things are really ramping up in my body. I'm panicked about this COVID situation. I'm anxious, so I feel like I'm out of breath. And I am also have mucus and blood in my stool now. I am panicked.
Finally, Monday morning, her doctor calls her with a plan for her flare-up, and she relaxes a little. Then, that afternoon, she got a note from work.
Saying they're closing the restaurant for the night.
And what are you thinking when you hear that?
In my head, I'm just like, we're done. I'm like, there's no way we're closing for the night. I'm like, that's not, no. I'm like, we're done. We're done, done, done. So then we get an email on Tuesday the 17th that we're closing indefinitely and everybody's being laid off. And I just lost it. I was so upset. And I knew it was for the right reasons. I knew that we needed to close to keep everybody safe, but I was heartbroken.
Tell me why you're heartbroken.
I'm heartbroken because I have lost my job. My friends have lost their jobs. And I love that place, you know, like as much as I love and hate going to work, I got to go to work and have fun. And like people celebrated birthdays, weddings, engagements, retirement. Like I got to be a part of people's lives in a small way.
Were you also like, damn, what am I going to do about my rent? How am I going to pay my bills? Or what? Or were you not even like at that part of your mind?
My first thing to come to mind was, when is my health care going to end? Because I have enough in savings to where I can take care of my bills and my rent for a month or two, but I don't have enough to take care of my prescriptions. So the medications that I'm on are really expensive, but they work really well and they keep my symptoms in remission.
Myra's most critical prescription, the one she says she can't live without, is called Lialda.
When I order it through Kaiser and I get 6 months supply, it's $30. If I didn't have insurance, it would be $1,500 a bottle. And one bottle is 1 month. There is no way that I can be without that medication. And so I email my HR person on Tuesday morning, the 17th. And I said, hey, when is our health care going to end? Because I need to stock up on my prescriptions.
She was also getting a ton of emails from her old job.
they've been sending out all the emails with the unemployment and disability and all that stuff. But I mean, it was just so overwhelming. There were so many links. There were so many things to read that I just kind of put it away for that day. I'm like, I can't really comprehend this right now. I can't even take it in. Like, I'm just so upset.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As upset as she was, Myra knew she had to deal. The next day, she logged onto the website for Covered California, the state's insurance exchange, where people can also sign up for Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program.
But I had questions. I'm like, I don't know what the next steps are. I don't know what's going to happen. So there was a banner on the website that said, if you want to talk to an enrollment specialist, sign this form and we'll give you a call in 20 minutes. I put my information in and somebody called me back.
Hello, my name is Linda White. I am a certified insurance agent with Covered California, returning your call.
Linda White. And I will never forget her name. I mean, as soon as I got on the phone with her, she was just the most comforting, sweet, just what I needed to hear.
First of all, be assured that you will have health insurance. It will definitely start April the 1st.
The thing she said to me, she's like, I've had a lot of phone calls today with people like you that are scared. She's like, but we're here to help. She's like, we are prepared.
That's what I'm here for. I'll be walking you through the whole process.
And I just was like, Linda, you are an angel right now. Like, you are everything that I need to hear because I am scared and I don't know what to do. And so she walked me through the process and she was very reassuring and she kept saying, you're not going to remember any of this. I know it's a lot. Anytime you get any information in the mail, she's like, you're going to get a lot. Call me. She's like, I'm here for you.
As soon as we finish this call, I'm going to text you my business card so that you have all of my information so that you can call me with any questions you might have.
And I just couldn't believe that it was that easy. I was like, I must be dreaming. Like, this is a nightmare. And here's this person that's like going to save me. She just made me feel like everything was going to be okay. And that's all I needed. Like, I just needed someone to just make me feel that way because I hadn't felt that way in days. Linda White.
As somebody who has a chronic condition, as somebody who absolutely needs medication, why was this such an important moment for you?
Because I knew I was going to be safe. I knew that if I needed help, I could get it. There's so much unknown right now, and there's also so much unknown with my condition that it's important for me to hold on to what I do know. It's the fact that I know that this treatment has been working for me and keeping me healthy, and I have that safety.
So thanks in part to Linda White, thanks in part to the fact that you live in California, you are now on a path to having Medicaid. What is your biggest fear in the weeks ahead?
I think the unknown is terrifying. You know, not knowing, like, you know, I keep thinking, like, when this is all said and done, and I keep saying, when we're on the other side of this, I have no idea what that other side looks like. I don't know if the situation's going to be where, like, restaurants open back up, I have employment, and then not getting Medi-Cal. I don't know. I've never applied for it. Linda said I qualified. I'm excited. I'm grateful. But I don't have it in front of me. You know, as I try to be very positive about it, I try to stay very hopeful. But it's terrifying.
Myra, thank you very much for talking with us.
It was my pleasure.
We learned on Thursday, March 26th, that 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed for unemployment in the last week. That's many more Myras who do not have healthcare through their jobs anymore and will be looking to people like Linda for help. But what they'll find depends a lot on where they live. In states that have expanded Medicaid and strengthened their individual marketplaces, a sturdier safety net awaits. For others, the road ahead may be rockier. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.
The Trade-Offs team is producers Ryan Levy and Vicky Stern, sound designer Andrew Perella, and editor Leslie Walker. The Trade-Offs theme song was composed by Ty Sitterman with additional music this week from Miscellaneous. Trade-Offs is supported in part by the California Healthcare Foundation, Arnold Ventures, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Additional support from the Leonard Davis Institute of Health Economics and the Center for Public Health Initiatives at the University of Pennsylvania. The views expressed in this episode are those of the individuals and not those of Trade-Offs staff, advisors, or funders.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.